Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Know what time it is. Johnny B Radio. If you want the tightest stuff around, please listen. Ain't no faking, now I ain't kidding. Sit back and enjoy this with your people or your missus. Put this in your cigarillo, hit this. We ain't gotta lie, this show is so fly. From the funk to the growth, from the north to the south, and now it's nationwide. Get the number on the screen, gonna call up a rep your team. Represent your city, baby, represent your city, baby. It's that Donny B Radio, Donny B Radio. Hey, it's that Donny B Radio, Donny B Radio.
Sports man, he the jack of all trades. He be doing everything. What's going down, man?
one down.
Two.
Done and
done.
Y'all, I'm excited. We got the station up and running now. We just got the station back. We're still working out some a little bit more details. Man, but B93 FM is officially back up and running. We are the new voice of B93 FM, and we're gonna be doing it big with the station beginning Monday. We're gonna go ahead and wait till Monday, y'all, to do it. But you can check out all of us all weekend long on B93 FM, holding it down, because we'll be doing a lot of different test runs getting prepared for Monday. Monday, the official new radio station will be taking off. Here's the deal, y'all. I have decided that what we're going to do. Are y'all ready?
Great.
We got a busy weekend, all of us do. We're going to go ahead on beginning Sunday night, where Monday start the morning show.
That's what's great.
Sounds like a good idea.
I said it. We're going to start the morning show. I'll let y'all know more details of how we're going to do it. I've been in meetings today trying to get the station stuff together. We'll be the first to launch the morning show off. B93 morning crew.
Yeah.
We'll be in the building coming up Monday morning, starting at 7 o'clock. I said it's 7 o'clock. Not 7:10, not 7:15, but 7 o'clock Central Standard Time. From 7 to 10, you can check out the hottest new morning show. B93 Morning Crew in the building. We're going to be doing the video. We'll have you abreast on what's happening with news, weather, sports. And y'all can definitely check that out right now. But y'all go ahead on. I got to get this other line. Y'all go ahead on and talk. Go ahead on and take over real quick.
I
say that it's been a wonderful day for me going into this weekend, and it's gonna be like a Friday weekend for me. I'm really going into this 5 to 4 pack. What's up? What about you? What you got planned?
Man, it's a long day for me. My little niece is riding on a train and met up with my other little niece, took her riding. So, had a good time today, though. They called me out.
Yeah. Hey, you know, it's nothing better than being in the land of the living and being well. Because, you know, we get on these trains, we get on this city transit. And like on a daily basis, and we could say that we are proud that we are able to. As I see people have to have those dogs with them, you know, canes and stuff like that, with the big glasses on, or wheelchairs and stuff like that. They can't get around. They do it. You know, we are blessed to be able to walk and be able to see. We ain't gotta have no dog in front of us or nothing. You know, cane or nothing like that. So, and then, you know, you ran into some niece. I guarantee you can run just like them. I bet you they ain't no faster than you are. So, that's a good thing to always remember, because we take it for granted so easily. You know, we forget.
That's true. I definitely agree with you on that, man. You make a good point. You make a good point when you say that, man, for real. That's true. And what's some of the things that I kind of want you guys to talk about? What's some of the things that you want to see happen on the new morning show? Let's talk about that. Let's talk about some of the big things that we plan on having for the morning show. When we wake up people in the morning, what do we want to do?
We want to keep them going, keep them laughing.
Yeah.
But important at the same time, important what? Information. News
important
you can
information.
Use. Y'all heard it first. The way I look at it, I want the people to call in, because this is going to be your morning show. We want you guys to take over the morning show. This is your station. B93 FM is the community station. We want everybody to know that, and this is your station. So we want everybody to just represent with us and, you know, ride with us. Ride with us for 3 hours.
Yeah.
And so you can see how we do it for you. We're going to be in your world. We want you to ride with us. What y'all think about that?
I like it.
Yeah, I agree.
So I tell you what we're going to do. You know what? So far, I can't believe Blog Talk not acting up tonight. I can't believe it. I'm. You know what? I'm going to be honest with y'all. I am no longer using Google Chrome. I am so happy. I'm using this new browser, y'all, called Firefox. Oh, my goodness. I have been having nothing but good luck with Firefox all day today. What y'all think about that?
Is Firefox on fire?
It's on fire tonight, y'all, for real. It's on fire tonight.
What's up?
So real quick, man, this has been a busy, I know it's been a busy news weekend, man, especially with the West Nile virus going on. I almost didn't get a chance to do it because of the weather, but it looked like the weather was able to do a little bit better tonight as they got ready to fight the West Nile virus. What's the latest update on that, man? And I know on Monday morning you will have a lot more on it, right?
Oh, yeah. You know, I was watching tonight. You know, they had reported 48 cases in Dallas County. And there's like 12 cases in Denton County. But, you know, they're starting to fight it airborne now. They're taking airplanes and going in the air with them. They had like 4 of them today that was spraying in certain areas and certain zip codes. So
that's
what we're doing.
This West Nile virus ain't no joke.
It's not.
It's
no joke.
What'd you say?
That's crazy,
y'all.
Go ahead,
talk. Go ahead,
news fan. That's the germ warfare that's going on. You know, stuff could be in the water. You know, it's just these insects come from water. You know, that's where they just born from that place. You know, anywhere you got standing water, you know, so it's got to be something that you know, and then they propel this lava, you know. So whatever they bite or inject into, they take it to the next place, the next place, the next place. That same pinnacle, it penetrates, you know. So it goes from victim to victim, from victim to victim. So whatever a person has, you know, from their pores or whatever, it's injected in this mosquito, and then this mosquito go and it injected into the next person, next week. So something with rabies, you know, it's going out biting that, you know, and it's flying around your place, you know. So it's biting anything, you know. So I'm sure people sick, you know, because that same mosquito is injected in you. What it just got from old nasty skunk, some old rabies rodent out there, you know. So dirty. So now we got it. So that's how it is. So it's killing people like that.
Wow, that's crazy.
It's worse.
If you're just not tuning in to us, right here on Blog Talk Radio, we're talking to my boy. He's the news director for right here for B93 FM The Hit. And beginning Monday, if you haven't heard the news, we got the new morning show, the All-Star B93 Morning Cast Morning Show, back from 7 to 10 right here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, man. So if you're an independent artist, got some good music out there, man, make sure you check out the hottest new morning show. We're going to be keeping you crunk. We're going to be keeping you laughing. It's going to be crazy, y'all. We got the prank phone calls coming up during the morning show. We also got it's gonna be crazy, y'all. We got celebrity news. Wait a minute, y'all. Guess who I just found out is coming back for Monday from the celebrity gossip.
Wait a minute.
I don't even want to talk about it, y'all. You know, we talked about this a couple weeks ago.
Oh,
Mother Diva.
Who?
Mother Diva will be back.
Oh.
Yes, I said it. Yeah, I don't even want to talk about it, y'all. I'm very sick. I just found out tonight for the new morning show, Mother Diva will have celebrity gossip.
Here it is, Street Diva.
Right.
So you got the whole new morning show team starting on Monday. My boy right here will be keeping you abreast on what's happening with the world news, local news. And we also have your sports news with my boy right here. Speaking of sports news, man, what's up with sports, man? What's going on? What's the latest update in the sports news, man? I know you got all the scoop, man. What's going on in sports news, man?
Oh, yeah. Some of the latest updates in sports. With this 2 minutes drill in sports, you know, we're going to be talking about some of the latest things in baseball and basketball in college and NFL. That'll be coming up on 2 minute drill inside sports.
Already. Yeah, we'll definitely be checking that out. And the sports news and the news segment is definitely brought to you by Radio Roundup when you come down to all your 24 hours of news service, community, the public service announcement. The public service announcement and community announcement is definitely brought to you by Radio Roundup. Radio Roundup is a public service announcement, and that is your 2 minutes of community, I guess, outreach news. All right, y'all, what we're going to do. Y'all know I'm tripping now. All right, y'all, what we're going to do right now, we're going to get into some music. We're going to get into some shout out. And big shout out to our boy Wink Dog doing it real big. We'll be checking in with our boy Wink Dog coming up in a few minutes. And again, Wink Dog. You know what? I like to know why they call him Wink Dog. Hopefully, we'll get the scoop on it, y'all. What y'all think about that? Brother Cole, y'all. When it comes to being a rapper, don't nobody got nothing on Wink Dog. I think that's where he got his name in because he's a rapper. Rapper to Wink Dog. Wink Dog go hard. He's part of the UGK family. That's why when you hear
I met Wink Dog.
You know, they got some good music. You know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all hold on for 1 second. Let's go to a quick station break. We'll be right back, y'all. I think we'll be right back. Hey, that was a quick one, wasn't it?
Crank it up and piss off the neighbor. Crank it up and piss off the neighbors. You got your radio locked on to the hottest station.
Throw, 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 stack, 100, 100, 50, 50, 20, 20, I throw, 100. Me and my flash pulling that cash out the bag. From VIP to your seat, I went to wide receiver from QB. Cause first I throw, and then I take you home to go deep. Speak up and act like the police, but it's cool though. She tipsy, full of that nouveau. She looking at my Hublot. I got that money too blue. She dressed like a woman, she a freak undercover. So I'ma bring some rubbers, you bring some friends for my brothers. You know all of us got dough that we gon' throw. I need you and her to go to the floor, drop it low. Fam life in the building, cooling with fly mentality in the club, throwing salaries. Them other mad at me, don't be picky. I got hundreds, I got fifties. But either way it go, I'ma throw them on your. You can do what you want when you got your money right. In the club, something like her youngin' been puffin'.
Whoa, whoa, I need you and her to go, back to VIP so I can throw.
Off with the customized tags, detox music, grind hard, but I shine harder, ball hard like Sean Carter, no slow class, no short bus, but if you ask around, my flow is hard, mind your business, I'm riding around and I'm getting it, if you see me with a bad yellow bone on my arm, you ain't gotta think twice, I'm hitting it, Young Flash, that's my homie, my pockets never bony, and your girlfriend say she lonely, talking about detox, come and beat me, I'm like,
whoa, I need you and her to go, back to VIP, so I can throw. Stacks, honey, fish, bitch, 20. I throw, honey, fish, bitch, 20. I throw, whoa, I need you and her to go. Back to VIP, so I can throw. Stacks, honey, fish, bitch, 20. I throw, honey, fish, bitch, 20.
Mr. DLP seen that song, man. I love that joint right there, man. What y'all think, man? Sportsman, what you think about that?
Man,
oh,
that's going hard.
He crunk with that song.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, speaking of, we need to let everybody know everybody's new position here at B93 radio station so you guys will know who's the new position. We definitely want to say, matter of fact, let me get the hand clap on because this is going to be very important. Well, you know, I ain't going to worry about it. All right, y'all. We have a new position that just came available for our new crew. You are now looking at the new music director. Our music director is our girl. You ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
What about the road run?
Miss LG is the new music director for B93FM, the hit. Any kind of music that y'all want to send out, how's it go through our new music director, Miss LG? Now, Miss LG, now that you're the new music director for the station, what are some of your plans as far as the type of music and the type of format you want to see for our new radio station? Right here.
Everything gotta sound good, you know what I'm saying? Because we want the radio station to be good. And, no cussing. I don't want no cussing. Because, you know, you got kids listening
that
to
makes
it.
Sense.
So,
makes sense.
We gotta
so we're
going
to
show
pretty much what
too.
You were. Your plan is to change the whole format of the station.
Yes.
And to have it to be family-oriented radio station, right?
That's right.
Hey, I can't get mad at you for that. I can't get mad at that. That's what the music director do. Now, the next thing, we have our new program director. John Williams is the new program director for
DJ3FM
The Hit. Now, John, now that you and her are going to be working very close together, you know, what are some of your plans as far as with the radio station as far as programming goes?
Well, as far as programming goes, you know, I'm not going to be alone. So I got the world famous Johnny B basically to help oversee this project. But some of the things that I want to see I would like to really bring a sense of urgency to the community concerning community affairs and bring this dialogue of this togetherness. And I definitely would like the radio station to be more involved as far as the regulations on jobs, regulations on health, and stuff like that, you know, be more community aware and just involved and be a community radio station that can branch out and that can reach out and that can not only just talk but bring forth the initiative to make the assertive effort. Mm-hmm. But to move out and branch out.
I think that's gonna be really good because I've been having B93 for almost a year. As a matter of fact, we're getting ready to celebrate our 1 year anniversary coming up November 18th. And now that I got you guys actually taking over as running at the station, and along with I just got off the phone with John from New York. You know, he works for another major FM radio station. He's also going to be working with us with this radio station. I'm excited. So the that's going to be really big because John White works for a major, major FM radio station and been in the business for a long time. So he's going to be working really close with John Williams as far as programming go. And also, matter of fact, we're going to make John your assistant program director. How about that?
Yes. That's what's up. Absolutely.
Because John White knows a lot more about the radio station, and maybe I can work together, come up with programming ideas, because we are definitely open for new programming for the station. We're looking for new shows for the station. But I do want to ask you this, John. Now that you're the program director for the station, what type of programming would you be looking for? Because I know we said that we wanted the station to be mixed. We want the station to be a variety mix. We have Christian talk shows coming to the station. I talked to Dr. Duke today. He's aware that we are a community hip-hop and R&B station. So his show is going to be coming to our station Sunday. And we're going to be mixing it in. So we'll have blues. The goal with this station is to have, it's sort of like a community radio. We don't want to just be 24 hours hip-hop. We kind of want to mix it in. Hip-hop, R&B, we want to have a section of blues on this station. And we just want everybody to be able to have different programs on the station. You guys know, are you familiar with 89.3 format, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's how we want our station to be, just 0.3. They play everything. They play hip-hop, section for rock. They got a section for country. Now, the country part, I ain't trying to be funny. I can't get with it. We can do all types of music, but cannot do country. I'm going to keep it real. I'm sorry. Y'all may just think about saying that, but I cannot do the country. And I can't pretend to have country music on our station, knowing damn well I don't know nobody with country music. And then don't care about it. So, also, we want to keep our station open for talk radio. So we are going to be looking for people that want to have a 2-hour talk show, 30-minute talk show, whatever you want to have. Get with our program director, and if he sees fit that we can fit this into our station, then hey, you own something. So again, I kind of want you and I'm gonna be quiet, and I'm gonna let you guys take over the rest of the show, where you guys are gonna kind of talk about the difference with the station, the format, how you want the station to go. I just want you and both of y'all to take over and talk about that.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Definitely, as a program director, I want to see different communities come together. There's a lot of things that's going on that radio stations just don't generally get off into, and that's the community, that's the people, for the people, about the people, to meet the people at their need, at their hurting need, you know, to get the word out, and to bring, you know, this education in, you know, those that are in the education committee, those that are in the NAACP or the NNPA, National Black Press, stuff like that, programs for after school specials for children, stuff like that, that, you know, that we can get involved with. You know, anything that's definitely credible, that can uplift the community and can shed light on the things that's not been shed light on, or things that's been placed on the background, especially that will kind of play our community and will uplift our community. Any jobs that's coming, you know, into the city and into the market places. Well, you know, basically whatever's new, whatever's on your mind out there, that's, you know, that we can put on the air and that's suitable and appropriate. You know, it's some of the things that we want to be looking for, that we can get out to. And definitely not just being one-sided with just hip-hop. You know, I'm from that era where I grew up on all type, you know, disco. You know, I know something about disco, you know. R&B, I know about that. Blues, I definitely know about that. Old school, because it's definitely time for us to get back to our roots, you know. So I want to see the station heavily go toward reclaiming back our neighborhoods and our youth, mm-hmm. you know, stuff like that. This, you know, this is almost like a YMCA kind of deal, you know.
I know about V93,
you know, and that's just the talk of the town, because it's the center of atmosphere of focus. You know, hey, you can learn so many different things from it. It's not just the average typical radio station that you hear. You know, it has so much more, like a theme park. So many other rides to it, you know. Miss LG, what's up?
Hey, you know, I know a lot of artists out there trying to make it, you know, trying to get their music played on the radio. And this is like the perfect chance for them. But you got to make sure your stuff sound right to get your music put out there. Because if it don't sound right, ain't nobody going to want to listen to it. Everybody going to be calling in. You know, be complaining about the music. So we want to, you know, make the radio station sound good. We want to be
Hey, y'all, pump in 1 second. We got a live phone call coming in right now. Y'all go ahead and take this call. 409-548, you live on the radio with the team right here.
What's up?
I'm
going to
get
up
there. Hey, pretty good. I'm going to get off the radio. I'm going to just go ahead and talk to Wink Dog. Let's Wink Dog right there.
What's up with it? D93 FM, the hits, nothing but the hits. Was good out there. D-Town, Funky Town, ain't nothing but the South Side thing. What's up with it?
Shoot, what's up, Carla? How's it going out there tonight?
I was pulling in, checking in, you know what I'm saying? I'm with that, you know, with that family extension on that community.
I see. You got anybody you want to keep the chops out for tonight?
Yeah, definitely. You know, Ms. LG, you know, yourself, my wings, right? I had to write me.
Yeah. And our producer, Mr. DJ Donny V, the man with the wheels of the steel.
Already connected and respected. We ain't tripping, you know what I'm saying? We got a lot of big ups to you know, all my political prisoners, my, you know, free my nigga Lil T, you know, B Boy. You know what I'm saying? That's respect, dude. What's going on? You know, I'm talking to people doing, you know what I'm saying? My nigga Max still in the house right now, you know, putting things together, you know, trying to break everything down, just like y'all breaking down. You know, simplifying, you know, everything that sounds out. We just trying to break it down to a point to where we on point.
That's right. That's the name of the game. That's the whole thing. about being a community of fans, the whole thing about the awareness, the whole thing about us being totally in one stand and in unity as people. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, big shout out to all those that's listening out there in Radio Land tonight. Let's get it together.
Already. I want to say a shout out though to Mama Wiz, man, and the UGK Records. You know, Long Live Pimp, Forever UGK for Life. Already, you do win DAWG. You know, I got videos. Get right and get love. The night is young. I'm intoxicated by the beauty. Put all my diamonds and demons out there. And the most recent one is keep it. I look out for that high rope. And, you know what I'm saying?
Man, what do you want to see happen with the new radio station with B93? We have a new program director now. We have our boy John Williams, who's the new program director for B93. Our assistant program is John White, and we have our new music director right here, which is our girl LG. So what do you want to see happen with the station, man? What kind of ideas that you want to see? So everybody want to call in and give us some ideas for the radio show. Y'all call us at 347-989-1725. I'm gonna let the team take back over, but I just wanted to ask you that, man. Y'all go ahead and ask some questions about that. John White is about to call in a few minutes too, y'all. So y'all go ahead. We're gonna discuss the future of B93 FM. Y'all go ahead on. Y'all take over.
Yeah, the future of me is incredibly, you know, incredibly bright, and the future is not, you know what I'm saying? So we start talking about it already on a point to me, like, with the community is just that, you know, actually doing it from community to community, that way everybody aware of what's going on from here to there.
All right. So I know you know a little bit about music and everything. Well, I know you do know about music. I mean, what type of music do you think we should, like, play more, you know, for the artists?
I mean, really, it's just like I was saying, you know, just remembering what we're saying and doing what we're saying, and, you know, say what you mean, you know, and you know, love what you do what you love, and keeping everything cool and keeping everything simple.
Right.
I'm from a very, very concentrated area where it's very, very concentrated, because it's not, you know, we see this, but we come back to a box.
How do you think we can, like, impact and give more?
You know, big cities, you know. I know y'all in big cities, but we're in a big state. So when I look at the state of mind, you know, everything is a state of mind.
So in Texas as a whole, since you said you like traveled the state of Texas and kind of understand how it is, what do you think we can do more, like, as a station to appease to the population, to get more listeners? What do you think we should do and focus on?
I got already the mind of people that's already, and, you know, and especially the people that ain't here no more, like, you know, R.I.P. to my partner, R.I.P. I got to give credit where credit is due. You know, it's out there that had that credibility, the same potential that ain't here no more. So I'm always aware of that. And that means so much to me, because I know it's people that ain't got a, you know, they not here no more. They voices here, but they not here no more. So I got to represent, step to the plate like everybody else should do.
So what it is you think that we can do to, like, appease to the community more, to get more listeners, like, such as yourself and other people that may be interested in changing the way they view radio? What would you think we should do in that aspect to appease a younger audience and even an older audience?
Well, definitely support. You know, the key word really is support. You know, supporting one another, because when we got that, it makes it more, you know, we kind of, you know, getting everybody that's just in and out, they hustling, you know, so I got to separate the hustlers from the people that's really like, you know, that's really in the heart field of things, not really just people that just trying to hustle you and all that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And loyalty plays a big part. Loyalty, you know, that word is a quality word, loyalty. You need
that's
people that really believe in you. I ain't gonna play you if I don't really believe that you're really down. You know what I'm saying? I'm with the people that's loyal to me.
I see.
So for, you know, when I'm here and when I ain't here, you know, they ain't loyal to me. So
hey,
I ain't
Wick Down. Hold that thought for a few minutes. We about to bring in one more person. We about to bring in our brand new official assistant program director, Mr. John White, who's no stranger to radio, period, who's been working in radio for a long time. Welcome to the show, Mr. John White.
Hey.
How you doing?
Feel regular.
Hey, can you hear us, John?
Yeah. Mr. White?
Hey, Mr. John White.
Hello, Mr. White.
Hello. Yeah. Okay. Wait a minute. Let me see. Let me try to get a man. We got a lot of people calling in too. A lot of people calling in. So we're trying to get John White on the phone line with us right now. John White, you live on the radio with us. Okay. Mr. John White.
Mr. John White, you live.
All right.
All right then.
Y'all go ahead on and continue the conversation.
Right. Hey, Wink Dog, can you hear that?
They stuck off for a minute. This Max, man.
We got a lot of people calling in, y'all. So let's try to get as many phone calls as possible. We're going live right now to 972-341. You are live on B93 FM. Who's this?
Hey, this is Tony Lee. What's good with you?
Hey, welcome to the show. I'm speaking with.
Hello?
Hey, who's this?
This is Tony Lee.
Hey, Tommy Lee, how you doing, man? Welcome to the show, man.
Just called in to show love, you know what I'm saying?
Man, appreciate that, man. We kind of what we're talking about tonight, man. We just got the news. We're back in business with B93 FM, man, and we got a new program director. John William is the new program director. Our girl LG is the new music director for the station. So what we're asking the question is, man, what do you want to see happen to B93, man? What ideals do you want to bring to the table to help us to build this new radio station up?
You know what I'm saying? I like it like it is, because, like, you show love to a lot of people. So, you know what I'm saying? If you make it better than that, then, you know, hey, the sky is the limit. But right now, it's cool because it already provide a platform for artists to be heard, you know what I'm saying? Whether known or unknown artists to be heard. It's that platform right there.
That's right.
So a lot of artists should be like me. They should be thankful for that.
That's real.
What y'all think about that music directly?
Yeah, I like it. So I got a question. So do you think we should play more underground artists, more local artists, or more famous artists that's already out there? I mean, which one do you think should be more building? Tell me.
That's a good question.
Being an underground artist, of course I'm going to say play more underground music, but real talk, I enjoy the way it is. I listen every night. And I like the music selection. I like the fact that you mix it in. Because if you play too many underground artists, you can lose, like, the whole audience. So the fact that y'all mix it in the way it's mixed up together, I like that.
Yeah.
And I think that's why people listen.
That's All right. I think what we Tommy Lee, don't go nowhere, man. We're gonna bring in our new sister program director, Mr. John White. He's back with us. Welcome to the show, Mr. John White.
Good evening. Good morning from New York City. Good morning to Texas, and good morning to all the great people. How's everyone doing?
Blessed.
I do, man. Blessed. That's right.
Wonderful.
Mr. John White, we're talking about we just elected our new position for the new station for B93 FM, and like I say, B93 FM is going on. It'll be a year coming up, November 18th, 1 year. So we just elected our new office for the station. We have John William, who's the new program director for the station. Music director is Miss LG. And you are new assistant program director, and we just asked some questions, man, to different listeners out there, man. What type of programming or what type of music will they like to hear on this station? What type of changes do you think we need to make?
Well, it's a big question. How I would pose the answer. Some of the answers would be to play definitely many genres of the music, R&B, some pop, multiple hip hop, definitely a lot of the unsigned artists, and as well as a lot of jazz and possibly some salsa and Brazilian jazz and Brazilian hip hop and Nigerian and African hip hop as well. It's those cultures are very, very alive. But you have to be effectively very, very, very aggressive in this market. So everyone needs to be heard. I'll keep it short and sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Well, John William, and y'all hear it for yourself. This is, he's like the fourth or fifth person don't say the same thing. So there y'all have it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely.
He said the same thing that Tommy Lee said. Tommy Lee just said the same thing that we need to keep it. I guess I'm assuming keep it like it is because you're mixing it in with a different type. And we are going to start on Sunday, beginning this Sunday. Dr. Duke has agreed from California to start doing his show. So he's going to start sending us a gospel programming on Sundays. So we will be playing gospel on Sundays from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. What do y'all think about that?
I like it.
I accept that motion.
I think that's cool.
So you want to get your praise on? You can get your praise on here on Sunday morning.
Yeah, we need that because, I know we are doing, hip hop music and stuff, but, God wants blessing everybody, let us move forward to a better step. So we should celebrate a life for God, to give him praise back. So I like it because I was raised in church. So we need to give the blessing back to God. So, yeah.
Other than that, Mr. John White, you got a lot of stuff happening out there in New York City, man. Kind of talk about what's going on out there, man. You've been extremely busy.
Oh, yeah. Yesterday at the Hall of State Office Building, we had a lot of pop legends. On 25th and 7th, BLS was out there. Everything was live. Reggie Wells. They had a lot of folks there. And Flex out there from pop. And Blow was out there. It was just so many artists. But then, I had to, roam the block a little bit because I had a meeting over at Sylvia's on 125th Street in Nashville. And I guess we had a meeting as well for security to accept the market guidelines. So it was very interesting to take a look. It was a wonderful, wonderful thing. Harlem weekend is actually Sunday evening, and that's very, very, very good because you have a whole lot of very artists from the past and present, and a lot of the music is good in it. So you have a lot of the gatherings of many, many people or ethnic groups, and it's a very, very unique experience. So It's just New York winding down the summer and things that will be happening, hopefully, as the New Year starts to form, winter and fall. I'll be keeping everyone abreast of the current thing.
Okay. Oh, man. That's what's up. Well, I tell you what, man. We got some, like I said, we do got some different, got some changes coming in. And don't forget, beginning this Monday, Mr. John White, the morning show will be going on. We'll have the morning show starting on Monday morning from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m., 3 hours of the hottest new morning show. B93 FM morning show starts just coming up Monday morning from 7 to 10. And it's 8 o'clock. Mr. John White time. So make sure you know, if you get a chance, man, check that one out, Mr. John White.
Very good. And Donnie, I would like to have a meeting at some point tomorrow evening with you and John and a few of the other team members via phone, off the record, to
we can do that.
Talk shop in reference to game plan.
Okay. That'll work. Matter of fact, we have a new phone conference line number too, so we'll be able to definitely do that tomorrow. Yeah,
very
we can do that.
And a big shout out to my brother John from Texas. How you feel, my brother? Thank you so very much. That's all I have to say. I'm just sort of winding down my energies. I'm trying to reserve the energies. Ramadan and sometime tomorrow evening, probably after the Maghrib. Prayer and Salat, so you know, I'm just sending that out because Monday it's our Eid festival. That's the end of Ramadan, which we have a prayer in the morning, so I'll be ready for Monday, as well as going back to work radio full time over BLS in the city broadcaster. Okay.
Oh man, and you know what? That'll be a good thing too, also, John, because you'll be able to catch, since you in radio, you'll be able to kind of give tips to John Williams. And he can kind of follow your lead, so y'all can work together and come up with some some ideas for the internet radio station. So I think that's gonna work out really good.
Yeah.
I tell you what, y'all wanna hold on? Y'all can hold on. We're gonna go to some more music. You're tuned in to the Y'all Know B93 FM, the hit number one station for underground for all types of music right here. And we're going to go to some more music, and we'll be right back with more music. I mean, with more talk right here on B93, the late night. We'll be right back.
Keep it locked.
Have a little technical problems, but all right. If you want to, John Williams, y'all go ahead and talk for a few minutes, man.
Yeah, John.
Yo, we definitely don't want no dead air on the radio.
John?
So y'all go ahead and talk.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah. I definitely want to say. I definitely want to give a big shout out to you and. Thank you for your definitely much needed direction.
Yes.
I'm definitely trying to fill out the word to say to relate to this position, because
yes.
You know, the seriousness of really having a position like this to be able to really get out what need to be said, what should be held back, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And the direction of a station for people that's out there that's hurting in every community across the board and across the scale.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely would like that direction. You know, a pilot doesn't fly the aircraft by himself.
Yes,
he has
exactly.
What they call a coach.
Mm-hmm.
Even the captain of a ship also have an assistant captain.
Exactly.
So being in the driver's seat, I definitely want someone that can handle and also mandate the steering and can pilot this thing without suffering a shipwreck. So your experiences would definitely be needed and greatly appreciated, and it would definitely be an honor to work with you and to basically you just show me the full ropes, and it's an honor to work with you and a pleasure to be a part of this and have you a part of it as well, Mr. John White.
Not a problem. I am so humbly. That's very, very unique, my brother. Thank you. And I have no problem at all with this. And as long as we are committed and we stay focused and we do what we need to do, we're going to be okay. And, we're going to have to grind it out. We're going to have to do a lot of planning and setting in motion a lot of the ingredients via off-air meetings with closure and meetings that are organized via conference and setting up shop and getting things in order. And then we need a serious marketing team as well in order to pull this thing off. And it's not hard at all. It's not hard at all. But, you know, we're going to have to use plans and goals and strategy. We're going to have to make sure that everything is set up. And then gospel, not only on Sundays, you need to have that week as well. And gospel.
Implemented, yeah. Absolutely.
Gospel hip-hop. This gospel world is wide open.
Yes.
Big.
Yes.
Speak.
That's big. True. That's true. I agree with you on that. I thought about that today. And from talking to Dr. Duke today out of California, he said that he would he got his own promotional team, so he already said that by him being part of this hip hop station, he wanted to definitely help promote the station, and he's gonna put it in his he got like 2.5 million database people in his database, and he said he's gonna put B93FM on his database. So I'm very honored that he wants to do everything he can and working with us. You know, even though he got to beat the schedule because he travels overseas a lot, but he's willing. He told me today that he wants to do whatever he can to help this station grow and whatever we can do to get the station out there. So I'm very honored for him wanting to help us with this station.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought today after you definitely got a home over here at B93.
Wonderful.
Amen.
Wonderful. Because we're gonna need help. You know, we're gonna need help, and we're going to have to be cautious, and we're going to have to also know that this is a long-term thinking entrepreneurship, creative career building. In terms of we need a decade, not a year, we need a decade, but we have to be careful. We can't speak too freely on air about what we're going to do, what we intend to do, because it's good to talk about it, put it in motion, and we're letting people know that we're engaging and we're also involved, but at the same time, we have to be available for war, because it is war. And stay praying up.
No doubt.
Our military is prayer. That's the military for us. You know what I mean? But we just have to be consciously aware of what's happening out here. These fools out here, you know, it's crazy. And everybody in the world has an internet, blog, talk, radio station and or format, possibly.
Mm-hmm.
But we just have to make sure that we are professional, we are organized, and we are united.
Y'all hearing the real talk. Y'all hearing the real talk right here on B93. I mean, on B93 Blog Talk Radio. We keeping it real right here on this station, and that's how we're gonna be doing every morning on the morning show. Keeping it real, keeping you abreast on what's happening from news to national news to sports to everything. Real talk right here on this station. So I'm excited about it.
Absolutely. And you know, it's funny because I don't know why I haven't really at this time took the initiative to push the envelope with spiritual hip hop gospel rap when I know I'm one myself. Not that I'm ashamed in no wise, because I've been screaming this out myself, having a single called Righteousness myself, and really trying to push this out. But not in a so serious marketing way, basically to get out, because I believe once it gets out, I was going to just make room for you. So I believe once it's pushed out and it's definitely heard and appreciated, then the growth of it, the development of it, is definitely going to be moved out. And I definitely want to get with my local Christian brothers that are out there that's in the movement, and you're definitely talking about something. Get with Miss LG, our new music director, and forward your stuff in, you know. The pillars and grounds of truth is our soil. Jesus is the rock, and we're part of that rock. Mm-hmm. So we definitely have a position spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and economically, because we are the drive of the system. If we are totally in kingdom principle and in kingdom work and in order with kingdom principle and kingdom work, and have been taught and live by those standards, because the just shall live by what? Faith. So if we have been taught those standards and those principles, then we should engage in this warfare of standing up to live for righteousness and to definitely be willing to die for it. Jesus said, "Preadventure will a man die for his friend." And you can't find one to die for your brother. But it's hard to find somebody to give you something to wear and eat. But if a man would, if you give unto a man in the name of man of God, you receive his reward. Man, if you die for him, Lord, what you gonna receive? Ooh, shucks. So once we get into that beatitude of really being a brother, a neighbor, then I believe we're ready to depulverize.
Yes.
And embark upon what righteousness really is supposed to be in the land, because when the ungodly reign, they see him on, but when the righteous reign, he rejoices. So that's my take on that genre of what I believe we need to take and what we need to stay in the initiative. And now it's my time to really stand up and start talking on that, because of how we have been improved upon.
I also remember this also. We don't want to be like John White was saying, we don't want to be like the other radio station. What's going to be different about this radio station compared to millions of radio stations out there? We have to be different. We want to be the one that set the example for every internet radio station, every FM radio station. So what's going to be different about our programming compared to anybody else? So that's what we want this station to be about. We want this station to be a very unique station. We already got the big following, people from overseas listening to us, from the UK, from England, you know, you name it. We already have the listenership as far as with B93, and John White will tell you that the listenership is huge. And John White will tell you that.
What up?
So I'm definitely excited about it. And big shout out to Tommy. Tommy has been following. Tommy is a loyal listener, not only a hip hop artist, but a real faithful listener. He's been tuning into the program for a long time, tuning into the station, following the station. You know, that's what it's all about. You know, we want to plan is to go out more into the community. One thing that John White told me a couple of weeks ago that I'm still sticking by is that you have to be able to go out into the community. And that's one of the things that we definitely want to be able to do, is reach out to the community. Let's go into the community. God was just telling me a couple of days ago, he said, "Mr. Donnie B," and it was so funny because John just got through telling me this on Monday, and then I heard the same thing again on Wednesday, how we need to go out into the homeless shelter and just go out there and just do part of the show out there and let people know what's going on out there and how tough it is out there at the homeless shelter. So that's something that we definitely want to do, and we also want to consider ourselves as giving back. That's why we think it's going to be important that the community help us with the radio station. And the way we're not making our money off of the independent artists. I'll be the first to tell you that. We'll be making our money off of donations. We'll be asking for people to donate, you know, whatever you want to donate, whatever you can afford to donate to keep the station going, because the money's not going in our pockets. The money's going in to promote the station and get more listeners. And not only that, but put the word out. It'll be in for us to be able to help other people. So we got a series of different fundraisers coming up within the next couple of months. We already talked to the University of DJ. They're gonna be working with us, y'all. So we got some big plans for B93FM, along with working with John White out there in that you know, in that New York City. And that's what we want to do. That's why we're asking the people. We want to know what the people want, because this is not our station. This is not my station. This is our station. This is the community station. We want this station to be the voice for the community, because we know there's a lot of people out there that are hurting. We getting to that point now where we got the big elections coming up, and we want people to be able to have a voice in this community, because slowly the community cable stations are going away. So we need to be able to let this station be the voice for the community and be able to help in the community. So that's one of the things I definitely wanted to talk about. Another thing that we discussed that we really want to focus on is some people had came up with it, told me to talk about this, is doing a live conference on the radio. Let's say there's a lot of young people out there. You know, they want to have a voice. They got a lot to talk about. So why not have a voice in the black community to let these young people talk about some of the teen problems that's going on? Let them talk among themselves. Let them host it. So, you know, that's something. Maybe we can have a teen conference thing on a Saturday for the young people out there. But that's something that we haven't been able to keep focused on. And I like the fact that you say earlier how we want to, the only thing that you want to see change is a family-oriented station where we have an independent artist that come on the program and bring their music, but at the same time, we want their music to be clean so everybody can be able to listen to it. So I thought that was a good idea that you came up with, too. So, yeah, I really, really do like the new ideas for the station.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think also, you know, with the strategy of marketing and getting out and getting sponsors and, you know, getting the word out that, you know, come along this, you know, places, you know, where we can go out and sit down and strategize, that we can go out and take people out to eat, you know, and do things like that. You know, there's a lot of senior citizens out there. You know, they had just did a story on a woman a couple of years ago. She was the oldest black lady in Texas, and I think she was 107 when she passed away. But she had got this star from President Barack Obama in I think 2009, something like that. And so, you know, stuff like that, you know, people that's been around, you know, that's a lot of wisdom right there. That's a lot of history right there, you know. And be able to talk to those people and about what happened way back when, and what are their thoughts on today, and what this generation is going today, and you know, a lot of that wisdom, you know, is dying out, and we're not really taking the initiative to go back and to ask questions, you know, what brings us up to today, you know. You know, with that generation, you know, so I think also that's a good that'd be a good plan to really instill into for those, you know, that are over 65 to 70, 80, 90. You know, that's a lot of history, you know, that we really need to get and understand where we what happened in those times so that we can understand what's going on now with this primary election and why it's going the way it's going and why it's becoming so heated and why the debates are becoming, so much heat from both sides and so much division that, you know, how did they get through it? The Great Depression, where we're seeing a recession, but then it was Great Depression. Mm-hmm. There was times where it was so bad. Sandstorms were so bad that it killed off the livestock. It killed off crops and stuff like that. Just sandstorms, you know, along with the depression.
So what you're saying is, you think we should also have a certain segment for information, important information like that, and that would be more like a history, information history about what happened back in the past to kind of give everybody a idea of what happened.
Yeah.
Because you were right about that. A lot of the radio stations don't really focus on that. Some stations focus on maybe a fact about it, but a lot of them don't do that. So I think that's a good idea to come up with some ideas like that where we talk about the history. Maybe, especially since we got the morning show, maybe like every morning you do a history of what happened on this day of August 17, 2013. I think that would be something really good to kind of educate, because at the same time you don't want to overbear the situation. You want to maybe talk about it, because then you start losing audience, you start losing your listenership like that. So you don't want to get them too much information all at one time. So, you know, maybe you have this day and say, well, coming up tomorrow, we'll talk about this and stuff. For those who just not tuning into us right here on B93FM, we are just coming up with some ideas for the program. If you'd like to get in on this comment on this program tonight, you can call us live right now on Blog Talk Radio, 347-989-1725. Again, that's 347-989-1725. John White is joining us in conversation tonight, and we're just talking about where do we go from here, the future of B93FM. We're talking about it live, and we wanted to share this kind of live with the listenership, since the listenership been following us, and we just want to get the input from the listeners out there. And a big shout out to Tommy, who called into the program and given us his thought. Now, Tommy said a few minutes ago that he thought we should keep the station the same. He liked how the station is now, but the purpose of having a new program director and a new a music director is not to change completely, but to definitely put some changes in place to make the station a whole lot better and to bring more listeners to the station and make the program. And so I like the ideas from that we all are coming up with tonight. Especially, I talked to John White a couple months ago, and he came up with some excellent idea. I'm not going to share it on the radio, but he came up with some excellent idea as well as giving some having some brothers to come on the program. So I'm still into bringing the brothers on the program to talk about that. So that's something that we definitely want to do that live on the radio. And Joe, we also talk about doing a hip hop thing where different artists from all over do a freestyle. You know, maybe like a hip hop competition of who rapped the best from city to city. And I was telling John William about that, and I was telling LG about it. They love the idea. So everybody, talking to the University of DJ John White, everybody is ready to get that started pretty quick.
Yeah, cool. Absolutely.
So that's something that we definitely want to bring up about that and stuff.
Yeah.
But y'all go ahead on it. Y'all go ahead on and keep talking, man.
Yeah, Miss LT, you there?
Okay. Like me, Dunn, we said, Tommy Lee, we talked, you know, I think we should only, even though we got a lot of underground artists want to be heard, but like I know a lot of people want to listen, like, you know, to the music they already know, too. So really, a good idea for me, I think we should, like, mix it in, you know, with underground artists, local artists, and people that's already known. and everything, so that was, so that way we can keep the people listening to the radio station. So really, I think that's really a good idea to do.
Yeah. What about? I think that was like on Thursday we were talking about bringing in the local battle for the rapping.
Yeah.
I think it was on like Thursday.
Freestyle
battle. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Freestyle battle. Yeah. And I don't know what it is. I guess they can. Take me in. What is it? We gotta give them something, or your host with us or something for about 20 minutes or something, or maybe. I don't know. You have to come up with something for the winner.
Good idea.
Yeah. Maybe about 20 minutes or 10 minutes or something like that. The winner, and then we'll get to spin. You know, if they got a CD or whatever, an album, a song, or whatever. We'll get to spin that,
and then we can
get the show or something like that. Yeah, so he'll be like,
we got a real quick. I want to read this. We got this email just came in. Y'all can continue to email us at djdunbymusic@yahoo.com. Sharetta just emailed us. She said she's listening to the program. She's really enjoying the program. She think we got some good ideas. And she was just saying that maybe we should do maybe like a free jazz giveaway. She said that will get more listeners to the program. So what do y'all think about that? She just mentioned a gas giveaway.
She said a free
jazz giveaway. What do you think
about that,
John White? Yeah, she just mentioned gas giveaway. John White, we just got an email came in, and she mentioned gas giveaway. What do you think about that? John White, John William.
She said a gas giveaway.
She was just saying that maybe we ought to do a free gas giveaway. She's listening to the show right now, and she just emailed me about that.
That would definitely be good to get some sponsors to give us some vouchers or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Are y'all here first? Right here on D93 FM. We got 42 minutes left on the program. Y'all, what we're going to do right now, we're going to take it to some more music. We're going to be right back. We're live right here. We're talking about the future of B93 FM. And we're just getting different people input on what they think about, if they got any ideas for the show, give us a call at 347-989-1725. Y'all make sure y'all tune in to the B93 FM Morning Crew show this Monday morning at 7 a.m. with your boy Donnie B, along with the whole entire crew right here. We're going to be going to be right here. But we're going to, it's called Feeling Gucci by West Coast Stone. Y'all check it out first on B93 FM. We'll be right back.
What's up, man?
Turn up my swag.
I'm feeling Gucci.
Say what?
Now you knew the man.
Wait in here, man.
Rubber stacks stay crispy.
Crispy.
Headed to the top, who's coming with me?
I'm feeling
Gucci.
2011, man.
Turn up my swag.
I'm feeling Gucci. I'm feeling Gucci, man.
Now you knew the man.
I'm feeling Gucci.
Rubber stacks stay crispy.
Yeah.
Headed to the top, who's coming with me?
Yeah. I stay away from haters. Crispy clean with no wrinkles. Smoother than cappuccino, she's black and Filipino, vacating Costa Rica, $1 million equal, the world is mine like Nino, I know you don't like me though, that's cool, I ain't tripping bro, trusting you, that's a no-no, I smell the hating on you, now tell me what you going through, my swag is turned all the way up, hope that you get your weight up, hope that you get your cake up, ain't talking about baby cock up, mess around, get ate up, I'm headed to the top, it ain't no stopping me, I'm flying non-stop, this a priceless flight, so who's going with me? Straight to the top, doing the meal 50.
I turned up my swag.
I'm feeling Gucci.
Now you do the math.
I'm feeling Gucci.
Covers that stay crispy. Headed to the top, who's coming?
turned up my swag.
Feeling Gucci.
Yeah, you do the math.
Feeling Gucci.
Paper stacks straight, crispy. Get you the front boost, coming with me.
Yeah, I'm feeling good. They feeling fine. Feeling myself on my own time. I'm on my own grind, about my own shine. Y'all want 20 nickels? I'll take 10 dimes. Yeah, I get it, man. Yeah, I chase that paper. You can't see me, man. You gotta catch me later. I'm on a non-stop, and y'all got delays. While you talk about it, hey boy, I'm taking change. Yeah, I keep it bossy, turned up and flossy. Pass me another drink, and I'm like, get off me. When I'm in the building, they be like, ooh wee. It's Joyce Jones, man, your niggas feeling groovy. Yeah,
I turned up my swag. Yeah, you do the math. Paper stacks stay crispy. Get it to the top, who's coming with me?
I'm feeling Gucci.
I turned up my swag.
I'm feeling Gucci.
Yeah, you do the math.
I'm feeling Gucci.
Paper stacks stay crispy. Get it to the top, who's coming with me?
I'm feeling Gucci. They so bougie. I'm a double J. Something like the emblem flavor women at the double tree. Catch me at the W in the NW. I'm who she bring that money to. You who she bring her trouble to. Eating like I'm Yokozuna, chopping like he Honda. We some sharks about a water, flocks of money like piranhas. Bro, I'm hotter than Osama in the desert in the sauna. Spitting lava out the lava, chief commander like Obama. Paper stack crispy, you can miss me with that drag. Cause I got the kind of swag that'll make you do some mad. It's your boy, wrote a red check, a.k.a. Fidel Astro. Yes, I'm feeling quite Gucci, got my swag on fast, boy.
I turned up my swag.
I'm feeling Gucci.
Yeah, you do the math.
I'm feeling Gucci.
Paper stacks stay crispy. Get it to the top, who's coming with me?
I'm feeling Gucci.
I turned up my swag. You do the math.
I'm feeling Gucci.
Paper stacks stay crispy. Headed to the top. Who's coming with me?
Yeah. Yeah, everybody. What's up? This is me, your girl, LG, with my boy, John Williams. We back on Blog Talk Radio. You know, we super thinking about good ideas that would be good for the radio. John Williams, what do you think about that? I mean...
Yeah, I think it's time for some new stuff. It's time, you know, the song said it's time to make that change. You know, it's time for some new ideas. It's time for some fresh ideas, and also not to really make too many changes. You know, most teams out there, they win on defense and good offense, and good defense. So it's a combination of both. So I think. B93 is going to have a combination of both. I think we got the best team together. I think we got, 2012.
Hey, I'll call for 1 second, y'all. We got another person want to comment. We about to put him live on the show right now. This is actually Wink Dowell's brother. And y'all go ahead and talk to him, man. He live on the radio with y'all right now.
Hey, what's up? Blog Talk Radio. What's up, Boozy?
This is Max Morte. You know, I've been in the music industry for a minute, dealing with Wink. We've been on a few albums together, and you know, I've been listening in on the program. I kind of get a feel for what you guys have been doing. I've never really had a focus in on blog. I've always heard about it in internet radio, so it's kind of like one of my first times just really getting in. But I kind of feel what y'all are saying and how y'all going with this. One of the key points that I did like was the fact having a segment also with the kids, the youth, to be able to come on and discuss whatever's going on with them, because you know it's not a lot of avenues for them to just openly express themselves. And I think with the way the world is now, a lot of them want that and they need that room to talk about whatever's going on with them. So I do believe that that's a good idea. And also, it needs to be a connection with the bridges between the age gap. So the wisdom thing segment that y'all were talking about, that's something that definitely needs to be done, because there's a lot of misunderstanding that goes along with age differences as far as the youth and the elderly, you know what I'm saying? Or just the older generation, I won't say elderly, just anyone that's older, you know, it's always kind of like a miss between understanding. I think that's always been an issue so far, because really no connection or the youth don't really understand where they come from. So it's not much for them to talk about or kind of connect with the people. That's a good idea too.
Yeah, I really appreciate that, my brother, because that's really a good thing, especially, maybe we can call it, we can do something on a certain day and call it teen hour, you know, because we have to begin to relate to that generation of people, those grandmothers and grandfathers that we came up under, that our parents came up under, because we wonder how were they so strict and yet half of the stuff that these teens are going through now, none of that was in that generation before them. You didn't have half of the teen pregnancy. You didn't have half the dropout rate. You didn't have half the peer pressure. Mm-hmm. You know, so how was it then that, and then the stigmatism behind what they were going through then was a lot more dramatic than what we could ever face with this generation now. But we're plummeting back and more to those times and those eras. And it's scary because we're plummeting into that time and decade without really no real steerance, no real guidance, and really with no discipline at all, and no future as we know of it as Black America. But I think, again, like you said, on those topics, it's definitely good to give it, maybe a teen hour, but they can express themselves, The best way for a household to heal is we got to first talk. We got to have somewhere that we can do it at. We got to have, and it's got to be fun, It ain't you airing out your business. So we got to make it to where, a person feel comfortable in what they saying, and that they're not made fun of, and that everything is potential,
You definitely have to put some kind of thought into it, because I do understand that you have to realize too that with the youth being the way it is, a lot of them have an issue with feeling like preaching to them as opposed to really giving them room to open up and discuss what they want to. So I think it would be best to not really try to. You'd have to find the right way.
The common ground.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Definitely a
positive idea
to be able to run with.
Yeah, yeah. And then shifting to the generation that I was speaking about, the elderly, it has to be a way that you combat with them as well. So you don't have this tug of war, because that's already going on in our homes as it is. We got this tug of war, father against son against father, mother against daughter in law. Mm-hmm. We got this tug of war in the house now, so we have to get the scissors and cut the rope and not try to string again. And you say what you say, we all come together again in that general form and not be scared to sit at the table and eat. What was wrong with that? I sat at the table today with my grandmother, my mother, and then my aunt came. And my grandmother fixed cornbread, and she fixed the real good. I went to churches and got the chicken. But she fixed everything else, all aside. Cornbread. We had greens, black-eyed peas with everything in it. Grandma cooked. Throws down. And so we sat at the table. Set the table. You know how long it's been since I sat at a table to eat actual food that's been cooked? Even though I had to go to church for chicken and get the chicken. But still, and then the ideal of being sitting at a table. So that's what we've lost in our home, and that's what we lost in our community. We've lost the general fact of being together and sitting down at a picnic table.
Yeah.
And being able to come back with one another and talk and being able to rebut, you know, and nobody getting mad and frustrated behind no nonsense, you know, because we have a big gap to fill. So I certainly appreciate that. You had anything else you want to say?
Maybe, can I just say this, though? Maybe one way
would be to
whenever y'all work it out, like, make it a challenge. Make it almost a challenge to the youth that would come or would be interested in doing it, to, like, go to someone, that even if it's a family member or just someone that they respect, an elder that they may respect, someone in the community that they may respect, and go to them, to challenge them to be able to gain so they can bring it back to the... get back to you guys as far as some kind of form, you know what I mean? Because as opposed to, like, just someone on the radio, give them, you know, it could be something that they could gain from it, or just being the host, like you said, maybe the host of, I was seeing y'all talking about having the rappers host, but, you know, just have it in the same segment with the youth where they're hosting it, to where they go out and bring in someone to speak on something, or something that just may have inspired them from someone older in their community.
Absolutely, absolutely. And actually, I'm writing that down while you're saying that.
You know, that's what's up. But yeah, I definitely think that'll be a good range for them, because, you know, it's all about people feeling comfortable with who they are, and at the same time knowing that they have something that can that something to present them, as opposed to you giving it to them. You know, that kind of helps character in anyone when they feel like they have something that they actually can bring to the table.
Yeah, absolutely. And then on top of that, a lot of them know it. They just want to be pushed and want to be appreciated for what they have. You know, a lot of it's so deep down buried inside, and all this peer pressure to be, and a lot of that talent is deferred from one another. So because it's not the same thing that everybody do, somebody might make fun of what they, you know what I'm saying, how they express. So because it, and so that's the unique thing about our children, is our talent it's going to defer in a lot of different ways. And that's what's the unique thing about it. But because if it's not the popularity thing that's going on, then they tend to not want to show that, because, you know, it's not the popular thing, it's not the norm thing that's going on. But bring it out. Bring it out. When we were coming up, we didn't really have too much worry about it, even though we did. But at the same time, you know, I don't know, we just wasn't, I don't know how I could put it. We showed our difference, you know. We weren't so ashamed of showing our differences. Now we're ashamed of bringing out, of expressing ourselves in a certain way, because it doesn't fit in. And that pressure's hard, you know, with these teens, you know. And so you got all of them doing one thing, all of them like a fool of peace doing one thing, you know. And I know we better than that. I know that.
I just believe that a lot of them are like me, wanting to be able to speak out differently. You know what I'm saying? I just think that no one is like, we all get caught up in it, and I know we get scared of that. There you. That doorway like that too, and room to be different. A lot of energy and positivity. So, and have a want.
I think
so. They get caught up. So norm, you know what I mean?
Yes.
That's right, man. It's real talk. No.
I didn't know if we lost signal or not. I heard the music playing.
We're still going on.
Okay. I'm just listening to what y'all discussing now. I'm still here.
Okay. So, are you most definitely going to be listening to the morning show?
I'll start listening in. When exactly did y'all say you're going to start then?
It's going to be in the morning starting at 7 o'clock.
Tomorrow morning or Monday?
In the morning starting at 7 o'clock. So what's
so
like the morning show? For the morning show, I mean, what do you expect to look for more in the morning show? I mean, what do you expect to look for?
Hold on. You know, this phone is kind of breaking up.
Yeah.
Can I call you back? It gives me a little bit more clarity in there. Is that okay?
Yeah, you do it.
Okay. Just give me a minute. Let me see if I can get the number from Wink, and I'll call you back.
All right. John, you still on?
Hello.
Johnny,
what's the number?
The number to listen to call Blog Talk Radio. You can call in 347-989-1725. Again, 347-989-1725.
Hey yo, what it is, man? It's your boy AB, Universal DJs, Block Maze Entertainment Pursuit.
Yeah.
Club JC's after party, Grand Preview Weekend, going down Saturday, October the 6th, 4320 Macamex Boulevard in Pine Street, Dallas, Texas.
Yeah, bro.
If you miss this event, you must be crazy. Hosted by Real Boy Entertainment.
Yeah.
Universal DJ AB live in the mix.
You know it.
DJ Shine in the building.
Woo.
Special guest MCs. Performances by T-Mac Jungle Entertainment.
What?
IHOP from Arkansas.
For real?
Grand Ole Records, chill with in the building.
Man.
$5 to get in, BYOB. Special guest, Hardline King Promotions.
You know.
Go DJ Chubb in the building. Southern Maine Husky. And legendary DJ Don, the old school master DJ. Reserve your tables now. Facebook.com/AB Universal DJs. This is sponsored by B97 FM Mr. Radio.
Yeah.
It's going down. Club JC's Grand Pub U Weekend After Party. The first step showing history going down in South Dallas, baby.
What?
You don't want to miss this.
Let's go.
Be there.
Okay, Welcome back to Blog Talk Radio. This is me, your girl, LG. We got the number 702 calling in. Hello.
It's on the phone. With, yeah, hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you.
All right, yeah, this is Max. I was just on the radio with you. I was calling back.
Okay. So like I was saying earlier, you know, I know we're doing like a lot of stuff and starting like in the mornings for the radio. I mean, what more do you expect to see in the mornings on the radio show?
I'm going to have to think about that for a minute. Let me think about that for a minute. I mean, I've never really been one for morning radio. I would say the news is always a viable thing, but maybe like a daily community event forum or something like that that can... I don't know. Give me a second to think about that. I kind of been running my mind over that. I can't really say right now.
Right.
Just give me. Let me think. I mean, what do y'all do with? Have y'all been dealing with morning radio so far? I mean, how long are y'all? Have y'all been dealing with morning radio itself? What do y'all normally do?
Well, this is my first time, you know, working in the morning, starting Monday. So this will be my first. Experience, you know, working on a morning radio
station. Okay. And I'm really not a morning person, so I'm normally up after 12, so.
Right.
So, but, mornings.
I know that.
I would say this though. All my life growing up, my mom, my grandmother, she always used to wake up with devotional every morning. So that's always a good thing to start off with, you know. That's definitely a good list, you know, always with a devotional, you know what I'm saying? It doesn't have to be, like, super long, you know, maybe 30, 45 minutes. But just something that, you know, at least make people feel, have a good feeling about the day being started. And that's always something good to start with, you know.
Right on.
I kind of feel like it's something that could be done for the youth to bring them into it too. I just don't know what would be the best way to incorporate them into the morning show if any of them are up at that time. But politics are always good to start with, too. I think, you know, the information is always a good thing, you know what I'm saying? So I would think maybe, like, from the devotional to something informational, whether it be news or just daily activities that's going on in the community, it'd be art or culture, you know what I'm saying? Stuff that may be in the range of what's going on at local universities, a student forum, or something, you know, something that can really gain the interest of everybody in the community, you know.
Right. And that's what a lot of people want to listen, you know, when they wake up in the morning. They want to hear, you know, more entertainment, you know what I'm saying? So, by me, it has to be the music director. You know, I know you know about music and everything. I mean, I know like a lot of underground artists, you know, hit me up on my Facebook and send me text messages through my phone and be like, hey, can you help me get my music play up there? You know, even though I never heard of it, listen to me up. I mean, what type of music do you expect to hear? I mean, from the underground artists? Because I know you got a lot, you know, do like gangsters, you know, music and stuff. You know, we got the kids listening to it. And so we got to kind of be careful because we don't want the kids to try to listen to what they're doing in a rap to make them trying to do what they doing. You know what I'm saying? I mean, what type of music do you want to hear from the underground artists? I mean, tell me about that. What type of music do you like?
I mean, I embrace all things. I think that if it, you know, yeah, we definitely have to be careful, or we want to be careful, because, you know, it depends on, you know, if you know the diagram of your listening audience. If you know that you have a lot of kids listening to your radio show at a certain point in time, you know, you got to be careful about what you're going to present. You know, I don't know if you're talking about doing it in the morning, or are you just talking about the music, period. Me personally, I embrace everything. I don't think that there's anything. I mean, you know, when I say there's a bad artist, then maybe they just have no talent. But I want everyone to be able to be heard. You know, now some music, I don't think some music should be, you know, exploited to the kids, because, you know, sometimes some people just never know what to say, so they just say anything. You know what I mean? But I think everybody should be able to be heard. You know, I don't want to knock anyone, but, you know, you have to be very careful. Me personally, I think that where the music has gotten away is that we're so open to the fact that everybody wants to party, that they've gotten away from being conscious, you know what I'm saying, to the realities of, or they want to feel like people are preaching. But I think it's just art, you know what I'm saying? If we can learn how to present it and embrace it for what it is, which all music is that, you know what I'm saying? We put labels on things, and that allows people or the industry to try to say, well, this artist is something that shouldn't be heard right now. You know what I'm saying? I think it's all in how y'all attempt to approach presenting the music, you know what I'm saying? As opposed to just trying to, as opposed to just putting a label on everything, you know what I'm saying? Like, well, he's this type of rapper. I mean, now some music you can listen to and probably want, and you'll know that there's no message to be heard there. But there's always something to be said, or something that someone has to say that needs to be heard. Whether it is gangster, because you never know what this gangster rapper would say, and the child may hear it, that may deter them. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But, you know, got to be careful. You know, filter it to the best that you can. But, you know, it's always going to be something that'll break through or kind of weed its way in the cracks. And then, you know, you got to be a little bit more astute to it. But I think if y'all just open up and just let artists be artists, I think it'll all work out. You know what I mean? Because I think the music itself is kind of like coming back to where artists really want to express something positive or show that they have something to say.
Right.
Yeah, so, I mean, I love jazz. I love all music. You know, I think that if you give the room or you allow these artists, the different artists to present themselves, then people will embrace the music even more so. You know, jazz is always a good way to go. You know, anything that's really, really artistic, I think people will be able to embrace it. You know what I'm saying? But just let them listen and be careful. You know, I mean, because I won't say that, you know, we tend to put the responsibility on the artists, but they're really just being artists. You know what I'm saying? So they can only do what they, you know, they can only do what we only do, what we feel we need to express in ourselves. So, you know. But I don't want to over-talk. I don't want to over-talk too much. So I can tend to run on a lot. So.
You good. I mean, you calling in, you know, being honest about, you know, what you got in your mind. So we really do appreciate that.
Okay,
so you want to give a shout out before you get ready to go?
Yeah, you know, I'd like to shout out all my people in PA, Port Arthur, Texas, period, Dallas, D-Town, Funky Town. You know, all the underground artists, all the local talent, any and everywhere, keep doing y'all thing, man. We as a community, we as a unit, you know what I'm saying? It's not about responsibility. It is about the love that we should share for the music, and we should share for each other and where we're headed as individuals and artists. So let's address that for the reality as is. Bring the unity together and the love and the spirit of what music should be and what it will be. Max 4D, peace. One.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in so much to Blog Talk Radio. And make sure you turn in. If you can, try to set your alarm clock or try to wake yourself up and, you know, try to listen to us in the morning. You know, call in. Get shout out. So we would like for you to, you know, keep continuing to listen to us on the radio.
Okay, no, I'll definitely check in with y'all in the morning. Now, you saying it's going to be Monday, this Monday coming up?
This Monday coming up.
Okay. If not, then I'll catch you one day. I'll definitely be able to let you know it's me. And I'll tune in. So, you know, maybe we can get another good conversation rolling.
All right. Thank you so much. Well, you have a good day. Thank you for calling in at Blog Talk Radio.
All right.
All right. Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, Girl LG, with your boy, John Williams, and DJ Johnny B, live here on Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, music director.
Hey.
Hey, music director, check this out.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I was gonna say while Max is on the phone that maybe we can have a old school flashback with a jazz mix up on the wheel.
Yeah.
Maybe we could implement that an old school flashback with a jazz mix up.
That's what it's all about. I miss the old school. I really do. The old school is the number one hit. I'm not going to lie, it's the number one hit. And I want to listen to some old school.
We are a product of why. We're here because of the old school. Those club songs were not made.
Hey y'all, you boy Dunny B. Say y'all boy Dunny B's back, man. Oh man, girl, you holding it down. You holding it down tonight, for real. Y'all, you definitely don't want to miss, man. I'm telling y'all, got me so damn crunk. Y'all definitely do not want to miss the hottest new morning show coming up. This coming up Monday, it's gonna be crazy. 7 to 10. Your boy Dunny B will be in the building too. Oh my goodness, man, holding it down with the Crunk Crew. Dunny B and the Crunk Crew. Hey, I like that. Hey, he mentioned something, and the brother mentioned something earlier about the news. We definitely going to be holding it down with the news. The whole crew will be here. Sheila will be here with the world news. Mm. Boy Donovan will be here answering a damn fool. Mother D will be here with the damn celebrity news. So, you know, we just want to have fun, hang out, and just act a damn fool, y'all. From 7 to 10. Now, I like, when you was interviewing him, y'all had a good conversation. Now, I sat back, and me and my little boy were up. This is Friday night. I used to let him be up late night on Friday night. When we were listening to the show, I said, she got it going on. She's holding it down tonight. That's why I didn't get back on. Oh, she's doing her damn thing. I'm enjoying this. Hey, I realize you can do it. You know how to hold your own. You did your damn thing tonight.
Yes.
But y'all forgive me. This weekend, y'all, we definitely gonna be doing it big on weekends. We want everybody to know that we got a new mix weekend coming. The Universal DJ will be mixing all weekend. It's called 40-50 Mix Weekend. 40-50 Mix Weekend. We call it that because we're gonna be jamming on Fridays and Saturdays. And on holidays, y'all, I'm telling you, it's going to go down. We're going to be crunk. We're going to be live in the mix.
we're going to be your number one party station. Not only party station, man, but we're going to be out there in the community doing it real big. So, yeah, I don't know, y'all. I'm the owner of the station, y'all, but world famous DJ Donnie B. But I'm kind of letting them take over the station and see what they can do. So far, I'm loving their new ideas for the station. And with y'all working very close with John White, who's already in radio, that's just going to make it even better. So I can already see the station going. I really can.
And
speaking of that, we got a lot of people on Facebook said that they will be listening to y'all just coming up Monday morning. They said they can't wait.
Okay.
What y'all think? Man, it's going down. Oh, yeah. But I'm going to get off the line, let you and John, I just wanted to call. I mean, I just wanted to come in about that. But I'm trying to get y'all some practice in, so I ain't going to be talking that much. I'm about to get off the line, let y'all do y'all damn thing. Y'all got the rest of the night. I'm actually finna. Y'all got, let me see, what time it is. Okay, well, y'all got the rest of it. Y'all got at least an hour and 5 minutes left, so y'all do y'all damn thing. I'm going to let y'all take over. I'm finna take my butt to sleep, y'all, and I know y'all got the rest of the night for the next hour and a half. Y'all go ahead and do y'all damn thing. Y'all ain't going to hear from me no more till Monday. I'm going to let y'all go. John, my boy John William and my girl right here, LG, y'all doing y'all damn thing. I just wanted to call and come in about that, but I'm going to let y'all go. Y'all take it over the rest of the show. Good night and see y'all. I'll talk to y'all tomorrow. All right, y'all, man. It's definitely going down 12:56 early in the morning, man. We doing it real big right here on B93 FM, Blog Talk Radio, number one station across the country, man. It's doing it real big. And again, it's definitely going down this coming up Monday morning, 7 a.m. Y'all don't want to miss the hottest new morning show. Oh my goodness, man, it's gonna be crazy. We got the breaking news over the weekend. We're going to be talking about crazy. We got hot topics. And, we just going to have fun in the morning from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Y'all can check out the new morning crew. And then when they go off, oh, my goodness, you got your boy Dunn and B after that. I'll be broadcasting live from 10. I'll be taking over the midday show, y'all. So you got the morning show with them. Then you got your boy Dunn and B doing this damn thing. Doing the midday from 10 to 2. So y'all make sure y'all check out my show, The Midday with Donnie B, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on B93 FM. We're going to be playing. We got some old school. We're going to be working on a lunch mix program. We got a DJ, DJ AV from the University of DJs, man. They're going to be holding it down, doing a lunch mix live on B93 FM. So y'all make sure y'all check us out, man. And your phone calls for shout-outs and stuff. Just coming up Monday, y'all, with your boy, world-famous DJ Donnie B, right here doing it big with the midday, 10 a.m. to 2. I'm going to take you all the way to the afternoon. Y'all are hot, y'all. But, hey, I'm going to let y'all do y'all damn thing. I'm gone. I see y'all, Monday. Y'all take
care. Bye. Bye.
All right, here. Hey, LG, you know what? We're going to have fun the rest of this hour, Dunny said that they was doing the lunch mix. And so since we coming on in the morning, what are we going to do? We're going to cook up the breakfast mix. We're going to cook the breakfast mix. It's going to be, what are we going to have on it? An egg, maybe
pancakes.
Oh my goodness, girl, that's what I'm talking about. So they gonna be working on the lunch mix while we really done filled them up on the breakfast, so they really coming back for second, so we gotta go ahead and put that good breakfast down. They say it's starting off with a good breakfast. So Matt got
got on, he said he gave us good insight on what we should do, you know, as far as the program should go, and, you know, as far as teenagers and as far as the elderly. So we and older people always fix a good breakfast, because they say a breakfast is what helps start the day. So we're going to start the breakfast off.
A little cappuccino. I love drinking a cappuccino. I mean, that will start my morning. You know, I'm a coffee person more. I'm a breakfast person. I mean, I can get something steaming, you know?
Yeah. A good breakfast makes it so we're going to have a good breakfast mix that morning. Yeah. And Monday through Friday, we'll have something different on the menu, you know. We'll scramble it, whole egg, you know, scramble egg, you know, stuff like that. So, yeah, I think we're going to be ready for this new genre that's going to be leading to up to the election, and then you know, some of us may be crying, some of us may be rejoicing, but we will know. So what's in the news,
in the news, like, remember I was telling you about somebody had did a video in New York City. Well, like, I was seeing Coco Bang, you know, from Houston, Texas, had did a video, and the name of the song is called Walk on Green. So they were coming out, and also today, Whitney Houston's movie, Sparkle, is out.
Yeah,
I was thinking about taking my little niece to go see that, because I got to find a story, though. I got to babysit for Sunday. So by me going to babysit, I got to find something to do. I'm not going to stay in no house, you know. I got to get out. I really do. I got to get out. So I was thinking about taking her, Whitney, to the movie. But I hope it's like, you know how kids are, you know, little kids, they be in the movie, you be trying to enjoy the movie, and all of a sudden they just start crying because they want some juice or popcorn or something, snack or something to eat. Try to take a break, just be still and just enjoy the movie.
What a good aim. Yeah, that's what's up. So, Who
starred?
She is she starring in that movie?
Is
she co-starring in that movie?
Yes, matter of fact, she played a mother of three daughters. So she has three daughters. Yes.
So she starred. I heard it was one of the young ladies was from American Idol.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. I can't think of her name. But I know she's a singer, so. But
yeah, mom was
after trying. Looking at Whitney Houston, you know, she didn't look sick. You know, when I saw the previews, she looked so healthy and everything. So I was like, wow. I mean, she was very shocked.
Yeah. Did she pass away before that movie? Before she finished it, or after? I was sure it was right in the middle of it or something like that. So it was a lot.
It was right in the middle. Oh my goodness. And it was shocking to everybody, because I didn't know that she had a movie, that she was doing a movie, and the fit doing a movie. I didn't know anything about it until like a month after when she died, and they were still talking about it. I was like, about the movie.
I think a lot of people learned of it within 4 weeks, you know, of her death. Yeah, because that was a shocker to me too. But I thought it was something that she had already done, so that was kind of a misconception read. So, but it's a lot of people that's gonna go out and support that movie. You know, it was Miss Houston's last movie. So, and she done a lot of good movies.
Yes.
You know, I think what was her first?
Place to Excel.
Bodyguard.
Movie.
I think Bodyguard was her first. Yeah, I think so.
but you know what? That was the number one hit of one of her movies. She made more money off The Bodyguard.
Oh, she did?
Well, yes, yes. That was the number one hit.
Man, I wonder what it was reportedly that she grossed from that movie.
Yes.
And then she went on to Waiting to Exhale or something like that. I think that was next.
Waiting to Exhale.
With the legendary great Mr. Gregory Hines. He's definitely...
And Angela Bastin and I can't think of the other two girls.
Greta DeVine.
I know. Yes.
And so I can't think of the other one either. One of them, we know, I can't think of her name, though. You got to help me out, LG. I can't think of her. And she's somebody about Destiny.
I'm trying to say.
Yeah, she played
in a lot of movies.
Went,
yeah.
I went blank. And I think she was in the movie with Lawrence Fishburne. What's Love Got to Do with It? What's her name?
Somebody, oh my God.
You know, forgot people's names and stuff, celebrities and stuff like that. We watch them all the time.
And it said the other lady that played Best Friend, I got one of her movies this Christmas, and I watched it a lot and can't even think of her name.
Loretta DeVine?
Wow. Yes.
Loretta? Is this the dark skinned lady kind of with the big eyes?
Yes, the short one.
Her hair was short?
Yeah, real short.
Yeah, that's Loretta DeVine.
Okay. Now she's a real good actor. I love her. She's really good. She's so sweet.
Well, what's the other lady's name? Everybody like. She got the pretty legs. She played Tina Turner.
Angela Bassett.
She's real good in Meet the Browns. I love how she acts in Meet the Browns
with Tyler Perry. Yes.
I think I like her in that too. So she's one of your favorite actresses?
Yeah, she's one of my favorite. Oh my gosh, I got a cousin, you know, Cornelius Grant from The Temptation. Yes, he got a picture with her, and I was like, wow. He had on his Facebook, man.
Ooh.
Cornelius, my cousin. Cornelius Grant. Yes, he's one of the musicians from The Temptations.
Oh, well, he should get a picture. She probably was jamming.
Damn it, it's just my imagination. Hey. Uh-huh. Yeah, because she was, as a matter of fact, if I wasn't mistaken, she was at one of his events one time. Man. And I definitely got to talk to Donny B to see if it's like, there's in a way, can we bring him on the radio? So can we interview him on the radio one day and bring some faces on?
Oh, man, well, definitely. You know what? Back in the day, now you don't remember this, but do you remember this? Back in the day, you probably was about four, but the Temptations was California Raisins. I ain't gonna never forget that. Man, the California Raisins was shit too bad. The California Raisins, man, couldn't nobody beat them. California Raisins, go, boy. And the other day we went back to a lot of old sitcoms and a lot of old music and stuff like that. I bet they hit it with the California Raisins. That was the group. And there wasn't nothing but the Temptation. California Raisins. Was it, man? Dude, you remember
California Raisins? They still doing their thing.
So
So give me an update on the lead singer. He still got a raisin head.
You know what? I haven't seen him yet, but I do be going on my cousin page and trying to be nosy, trying to sneak up a peek of the Temptations and trying to see what they're doing. But like when they take the pictures, they don't take the pictures of their legs. They just take the top of their body, like their head down to, you know, to their neck or something like that. But I know they're up in age, but they're still looking good though. They're still looking good, still doing their thing. So even though they're getting up in age, yes.
So you're talking about the Temptations. I was talking about the California Raisins.
You know what? I haven't heard anything about them. Yeah.
The California Raisins go back just as far as Temptations. Yeah, Temptations, they weren't up with the California Raisins. To my aunt Judy, to my mother, Carolyn Williams, to my grandmother, Mabel Williams,
to my family out there, those that's listening, those that's tuned in with us on Blog Talk tonight with Miss LG, the music director.
Hi.
And the program myself, John Williams. You know, it's funny because in news today, because this Joe Biden is bitten on the lives of some of American people in some of these things that he's saying, you know. It's funny because, you know, a couple of months back, the Vice President, VP Joe Biden, had apologized to President Barack Obama for putting him in a tough position that led to Obama's announcement that he supported same-sex marriage, according to the senior administration officials, last month. Now, again, and this is something else, Mr. Biden, an attorney with an ego as big as his mouth, actually believed a president could reinstate slavery if he wanted to. What a statement to make. And putting this man under the gun again, putting President Barack Obama under the gun again. And some of the things that I wanted to, you know, show for VP duties, and this is a question. What's the duties of a vice president? Is the duties of a vice president to for the second time in his position to undermine the president and to really put him in a tight spot as to put him in the mind frame that you're trying to actually overthrow him? When you make statements and comments like that, you know, what a backlash, you know. And so my question to Radio Land out there is what is the vice president's duties? No other vice president gave the president any trouble. You go to Bush, his vice president didn't give him that threat. He got shot.
Yeah.
Actually, shot his vice president. They was going on a deer hunt, you know. So.
Well, you know what? I was at work the other day, and my client, her husband, he watched the news 24 hours a day. And I seen a commercial. They were talking about Barack Obama, how the way he's not a good president, and the reason why, and everything. So when the news came back on, his wife had spoke for him, and they was talking about his wife, so she keep making the same speech every time she goes there and say something about her husband. So I'm like, wow, why talk about president that, you know, trying his best to try to help somebody? I don't know, because they doing it because of race, because he's the first black president. You know, it's all about the color. It's about what they trying to do. You know, you don't judge nobody by their color. You judge them by the work. What they trying to do, how they're going to try to help our community, how they're trying to help the people out there, how they're trying to find more jobs. To be honest, I want to hear from a prison. I know a lot of people getting out of jail, looking for jobs and stuff. It's hard for them to find a job because ain't nobody want to hire nobody. They have a bad background. So they go out there doing the same thing again, trying to make money, like, you know, selling drugs and stuff. And they get mad and everything because it's hard for that person to find a job. To be honest, I think they should have more people to find a job. They have a bad background. And also, they need to come on for real with the race. People working their butts off, and they don't want to pay them nothing. So I think they need to work on the pay and trying to help people with their background. That's what I think. They need to try to, you know, open up more jobs around here. So,
you know, speaking of that, President Obama, you know, they had did a study on the jobs that had been lost and that had been gained. And actually, I had some of the formats
laid out. Matter of fact, here it is. This is from the Dallas Morning News. Job Week weighs on stocks. The reluctance of the U.S. employer to add jobs shows that the economy is still struggling 3 years after the recession officially ended. An average of July was 75,000 jobs were created every month in the April-June quarter, far below the 226,000 created every month in the first 3 months of the year. So here it is in a position now where it's back down again. But then you have to remember how, when did he take over the presidency? It was already in a plummeting state. As a matter of fact, going downhill even faster. And not to switch notes. But this is something that our community has struggled with for a long time. And so Obama hadn't come in and made it any worse, where he has tried to make it better. So the finger cannot be actually pointed toward his camp or toward his ideals. You take the rich. They don't want to have to start. When you have to start paying stuff and start getting money taken from you in various places and stuff like that, they don't like that.
They don't.
When
really
you
don't.
Take a Reverend Jesse Jackson Jr. that implemented higher wages. They were glad he got sick too. He stopped pushing this bill to go in for manufacturing companies and for employers to come over the deficit of minimum wage. So when you have people like that in place, then you're gonna always have the left, because you got insurances that you have to pay, you got this Medicare that you have to pay, a lot that go into employing a person, then also paying that person an hourly salary or salary, or however they get monthly or quarterly salary or whatever, however it is, you know, it goes into a lot. And then if you have a lot of people that you're paying and that you have to be, you know, have this insurance and stuff like that for, then it can get costly. So and then they themselves have to get something, and you know what they like, you know. So not to switch notes, but when you have a vice president that says some of the things that's being said from the top, and then you have a president that has to come back and not per se clean up what you said, but know where it's coming from and know the sense of urgency that it's trying to invoke, and how he's trying to improve upon the citizenship. When you say stuff like he has the power to bring back slavery again, what are you trying to say? So my question is, what is the vice president's duty? Because again, every other vice, they never came against the head president. They never came and said no sideways off the map stuff. Shoot, Bush, his vice president, he actually shot him, you know.
So, yeah.
You know, so here it is. So the office of the vice president of the U.S. was established in the Constitution of the United States of America. The VP's duties are limited, very limited, so a lot of that saying is, shouldn't be. The office is important because, one, He's the preceding officer of the U.S. Senate and can vote in the case of a tie vote. That's the only time really he can vote, is in case of a tie. And we can see that if it was a tie between Republicans and Democrats, we can see clearly who Joe Biden going to vote for. Number two, he has to be ready to take office or over as president if necessary. or if needed. And yeah. He's definitely ready to take over. We can tell by some of those comments.
We have a lot of handful.
And thirdly, take on assignments given by the president. You know, certain things that the president cannot do, you know, he have to stand in for him. Basically, he's his mouth. He's his mouthpiece. He don't got his own. He can't say his own stuff. He's his mouthpiece, you know. So, and then fourthly, is this something that he has to keep out of the way of the president? Definitely got to do that. Two, look good, basically, while being particularly useless, because you basically a mouthpiece for him, and where he can't go, you have to go, and you have to fill in. And any person that comes from another country or is an ambassador, representative for that, don't go talking sideways, because things ain't the way they want it to be. Three, and does what the president cannot do, like take trips overseas and stuff like that. And basically, I just said that. So those are some of the duties of a vice president. You don't see VPs in big corporations airing out stuff that they shouldn't air out, and committing those type of atrocities against the company and then against America as a whole, and then being divided as it is. So that's something to put on your minds out there in radio land. You know, that's what your vice president doing to your prayers, you know. While we coming down on the prayers, you know, hey, man, you know, somebody trying to come down on us, all of us at one time. But we ain't going to make it easy for them, you dig? So that's right. My thoughts on it, you know. So what you think about that? What's your thoughts on that?
There's a lot going on.
Take time to answer that. You can go back to 84 again too. You can go back to that. That's when Reagan was president. So, and then before that, now he was California's governor. And I tell you what, a lot of things happened during the time he was California's governor. I mean, a lot of encroachments took place in America then. And I tell you, if you could go back and look at some of those things, we have internet now. If you could go back and look at some of the things that took place then, in the 78, 76, 77, 78, 79 era, when Ronald Reagan was president when he was governor in California, those were some scary sights. A lot of things happened when he was governor then. And then that's when the war on drugs came and all that kind of stuff in the 80s, and that's what you have now. You know, you have a population of what took place when these political figures took office and had this one-track mind to infringe on the rights and constitutional rights of a lot of minorities, and to basically start this crack baby stuff and all that kind of stuff, and this welfare, and just a whole lot of stuff that was in the news here. And that's why I think it's a great opportunity now for us to be able to go back and to be able to take the solidarities of what took place then and what the sovereignties of the states were and what their initial role and kind of plays well. I did not too long ago, like maybe a week ago, I talked about the NAACP and their role that was in Garland, Texas, and I did not know that they were in one of the biggest lawsuits here in Dallas County, the desegregation of the DISD. I mean, not DISD, GISD, Garland Independent School District. So when that happened in '84, that's the year you were born. That wasn't that long ago. So that's your generation right there. Desegregation in '84 of Garland ISD. That's 1984. What's changed? What are not too long ago that's been? How scary, man. How scary. So that wasn't that long ago. And that's the NAACP. And that's right here, one of their head executive branches right here in Garland. So So that's about it. That's a lot of play food. How you gonna eat that and chew that, music director, Ms. LG? How you gonna chew that? Go on, chew that up for me. See what's up. See what you got.
You know what? I
feel
like it's hard to be a president because you gotta make sure your mind be on focus because you gotta know what to do. You know, if you don't know what to do, you don't need to try for prison. I mean, you gotta be real smart or doing what you gotta do. And right now, there's just like a lot going on, you know, with the community right now because, you know, taxes is going up. So, you know, what do you think about the taxes? I mean, do you think it's a lot of money they're trying to take out? I mean, what do you think about
this? Think about this for 1 second. What do you actually ever own in America? What do you actually ever own? You're at a position now that if you don't know, you're learning that you really don't actually own nothing in America. You never really can. My grandmother and them owned land for since slavery. Since they was given it in during slavery. And guess what took their land? Taxes. But I thought they did.
What?
I thought they'd been paying for from generation to generation. And I thought that been paid for years ago. I thought that was a deed of trust. I thought that was a deed of trust. I thought that was a deed of trust. It's yours. But generations to come.
They did my uncle like that. We didn't know that. We only knew like he had a land back in Corsicana, Texas, and we didn't know anything about it. You know, my uncle did and got on, and he didn't tell nobody about it to like all the sisters and brothers, like my dad and his sister, and they all got a letter and talking about we're going to sell your brother land. We was like, what? So they went up to the courthouse, you know, with us, you know, see what was going on. So I was like, well, let me see, can I try to take it? So I called up there and I asked him, I was like, well, you know, he's gone, he's deceased, on his knees, you know, how much would it cost for me to get the land? They're going to send me $2,000. I was like, okay, but there's no way can I do a payment arrangement? She said, well, there's nothing you can do, I mean, because now you got 2 months. She said, if you don't come up with the $2,000 in 2 months, we're going to have to sell the land. And I was like, well, are y'all for real? I mean, we didn't know anything about it. You know, I think they should give us a little more time. We didn't know anything about the land. So.
And, you know, it's funny that when relatives are pass away without letting the immediate family know about certain stuff like that, so that you could actually protect yourself and be able to keep what's been passed down from generation to generation. But then it's another thing that because even though ignorance of you not knowing it doesn't weigh in at any given moment. That's why in law. They don't like to teach. They don't like for you to go off of morals when it's just straight law. It's easier to cause it to infringe on a person or weigh it on a person or tax it to a person when you don't have to deal with morals, with the principle, with stuff like that, with stuff that's gonna touch your heart. With stuff that's gonna touch your intellect, it's gonna put a stop to you, what you're gonna do, you know. So they don't like to deal with that. They like to basically deal with just drawn out facts, and then that ain't always the case, you know. It just depends on how it's being run and whose eyes is watching. You know, it's always somebody's eyes has always got to be watching. You know, can't never sleep. You know, it's one eye open, and then the next day, that next eye that was open, that's got to be shut, and the eye that was shut got to be open because it's tired. So that's how we got to live, you know. So you never really get to the point of really owning nothing here. So going back to the tax issues, when you buy, say you get, let's just say $200. Say you got a $200 budget. And no matter what you buy in America is taxed, and it's taxed at 7 to 8 cents, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, on the dollar, okay.
Even though when you got a debit card or a credit card, you go to the ATM machine and try to drop some money out, what they're charging, $3 just to withdraw? I'm like, I need to look $3. I got a gas structure.
What a markup. And then the banks is just really making a killing. So, but here it is again. When you have gas more than bread and milk, when you have taxes that everything is taxed, you really don't have $200. You really don't.
You know,
if you got a budget of
$200, everything is so expensive.
When everything is taxed, you really probably got $60. Well, it depends on really what you're getting. I'll say $88, $89. That's probably what you got really, in layman term. You really don't have $200. A more realistic number you got maybe like $160. That's what you got.
Mm-hmm.
After taxes eat it up in everything you buy. There's nothing you can't buy unless you're doing something under the table, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's watched, you know. That's the reason why they mark money. You know, so there's nothing you really can't.
I wonder where all this money is going to. That's the only thing. I wonder where all the money is going to.
You know, and not to cut you off, it's supposed to circulate. Think about it. A $20 bill, a $5 bill. Just take a $5 bill, for example.
Hey. What's up? Oh, I'm sorry,
hi,
man. Oh, man. I've been enjoying the conversation. I just got through talking to the head producer. It is definitely going down right here on B93 FM. For those who are tuning in to the rebroadcast of B93 FM, the hit. I got some hot news for y'all. This came in. Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Y'all ready?
Breaking news. We ready.
Oh, yeah. Well, just got off the phone with the head producer. He's been checking out the show. A lot of comments coming in from Facebook. People from Facebook are loving you guys together. And we were trying to come up with a name for the show. So we're trying to come up with a name. Because I won't be doing the show with y'all, but y'all are holding down. Felt good. We already came up with the name of the show. Are y'all ready for the new name of the new morning show?
Yes.
John and LG in the morning.
Hi.
John and LG in the morning. Y'all make sure y'all check it out. This coming up Monday, y'all be seeing all the promos and commercials running throughout the weekend. John and LG in the morning. Starting this coming up Monday, y'all, at 7 a.m. You definitely don't want to miss it. It's going to be crazy, y'all. Monday through Friday, the hottest new morning show. And you can check out the rebroadcast for the whole entire week. If you miss the all-new John and LG in the morning show throughout the week, you can check out the rerun, the best of John and LG in the morning on Saturday mornings from 7 to 10 right here on B93 FM. Ooh, that's going to be crazy.
Yeah.
That's going to be crazy. Y'all, again, this coming up Monday, John and LG in the morning crew will be on your station right here on B93 holding it down.
That's right.
The hottest, newest radio station across the country. Celebrate our one-year anniversary, and especially since they're close in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, man. Y'all make sure y'all check them out, because they going to be coming to a place near you soon and kick in with y'all. So if y'all want to meet the new morning crew, and we are definitely looking for... We're looking for what? Well, we really don't have... We really have the whole team, because we have Sheila with y'all, too, so...
Yeah.
We are looking for, I think we you guys are looking for one more voice, right? Which guy?
One more voice? Yeah.
Yeah, y'all looking for one more person to join the morning team. So if y'all got what it takes, you think you got what it takes to be part of the morning show, y'all make sure y'all holler at our program director right here, John. John is the new program. It's definitely the new program director for the station. And again, John and LG in the morning will be on from 7 to 10. 3 hours of the best hot topic, the best hottest new morning show, from news to sports to weather and everything to keep you going. And we're going to always start the show off with one gospel song before we get into the I'm kind of going to bring that up.
Yes.
Get the praise on in the morning. Start your day off and get the praise on in the morning. That's what I'm trying to say. With John and LG in the morning. Just coming on Monday at 7. I'm gone, y'all. I just want to bring it in. Now y'all can take over. Bye.
Bye.
Get the praise on in the morning with John and LG. That's what's up. That sounds good. You know what? I think what we're going to
do. You come up, did you come up with some thoughts for in the morning?
I'm actually still coming up with some frame of mind right off the top of the tone thoughts. And then, run this by the table, at the same time. So, but now this show is going to be rated JLG.
JLG. I got to write this down. JLG. Okay.
JLG. Yeah. Like PG-13.
So we making up our own. We got our own thing going on.
John,
tell me this. I got to ask a question. Okay. What time you wake up in the morning? I know we all got to get up early so that we can do the show. I mean, what's the earliest time? Because I know you stay busy a lot. You always want to go. So, what's the earliest time you wake up in the morning?
I'm going to tell you, it depends on the time I go to sleep. But my main time I normally get up because I was going to TCC for a while. I was going to Trinity River. And big ups to the river downtown, Fort Worth. Big ups to my friend Marcus out there. What's up? You listening? I know you must probably be at work. But shout out to you. Shout out to your wife and your family and TCC, the TCC family at Trinity River. Oh, and my boy Terrion. Big shout out to you tonight, listening and holding it down. We're gonna do that Sunday, so I can come and I'll be a guest at your church, so we can have we can worship together. What was the question again? I got off into that and I forgot. Oh, you said wake up in the morning. I remember. I normally get up because I was always traveling back and forth to TCC, so I always got up at about 4:15 in the morning. And that's without LG, that's without a cup of coffee. That's just wow. That's just getting up, thank the Lord, hallelujah, woke me up this morning. Started me on my way. I'm ready to get to school. I'm ready to start a new morning. And I had to be at school, at 8 o'clock that morning. I would get up, catch the train at 4:51 in the morning.
Yes, speaking of the train, you got to at least leave out 2 hours ahead just to get to work on time. Because, I went through jobs all my life. And when I was living in Corsica County, and I had to drive back and forth because when I do my music thing, I have to be at work at 7 o'clock in the morning. And we usually from the club, and by the time when I make it back to Corsica County, when I drive up to Dallas, it'll be around about 3 o'clock in the morning. And I'm like, I'm going to just stay woke. Because if I go to sleep,
it's going to be time for me to get back up and get ready for work, because I always get up around about 5, just get ready and trying to make it on time to work. So, you know, my grandmama was living. Rest in peace to her. I love you, Pearl and May Grant. My grandmama, she wakes up everybody 4 o'clock in the morning. Y'all woke up. I be like, Granny, you see what time it is? By waking everybody up, I'm like, and then my daddy, he got a bad habit doing it now, so I think he's gonna take my grandmama's spot.
Uh-oh.
But, yeah.
So, well, then, you know, we got 3, because I said 4 o'clock. You said your grandmother's 4. You said so. Yeah. Somebody took the spot, right? So, so now you got 3. So what you trying to say was, if I ain't up, hit text you.
Yeah, text me, call me. You know what? When I go to sleep, I put my phone right beside my ear.
You hear me?
Well, you know, I'm not a hard sleeper because I get so excited. I don't sleep a lot. Because I get so excited, my energy. You know, a lot of people tell me, yeah, you fall down. I'll be like, no, it's just my energy.
It just keeps going.
Yes.
I'm actually the same way.
I'm not going to be, but John, you know what? One day, one morning, I'm going to get up early in the morning and go downtown to the West End, be live at the West End. What you think about that?
Yeah, that's what's up. The West End, you know, it's a lot of people down there, you know, you do some interviews and stuff like that, you know.
Yeah.
I think we'd have to get it cleared by a producer, Mr. DJ Johnny D, one of the gorilla DJs out there, Will Steele. So, yeah, I would love to. Shoot, get out there and, you know.
We really do.
You know, we need to go
downtown and see who all up, creep behind them, see who up early.
You know what I seen, you know? But I'm scared of horses, though. I don't know why. I ain't scared of them like that, but I'm just, you know, it's just a big animal. But you know that horse carriage thing? I ain't never rode one of those. You know, maybe we can interview that man. See what me?
You know what? But I gotta wrap it to your E. I definitely gotta wrap the theory. I never ever wrote the theory before.
Oh, see? Me either.
Yeah.
So, you know, there it is right there. I think we got our first interview right there. You know, we can... Guess get on that and see what. I don't know. Where did that thing take you? Did it take you over there by City Hall or something like that and turn back around? I don't know.
The Union Station.
Oh, it takes you over that way. Take you back to see the Dev exciting and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, Dallas is a historical place now. You know, we got the JFK down here, downtown Dallas, you know, and Fort Worth, we got Stockton. So we got a lot of stuff we can do. Six Flags, you know, we got Water World, you know, we got some of the black museums, we got some of the black theaters down here. Over in Duncanville, you got, I think it's Rapportor Theater. There's a whole lot of other things that we definitely can get involved in when we get out into the community, because we want to definitely get with a mass of people, that we can have our own little Mardi Gras right down here, you know what I'm saying?
Yes. We can say JLG is live here early in the morning downtown while all the people's up just walking around.
This is gonna be, you know, this is gonna be a popularity trend. Of course, we're gonna really be doing what we supposed to be doing as far as the community. But you know, there's always gonna be room for fun, you know. And we don't want to rule out the rule for having fun and with the motivational speeches, that's definitely going to go along with it, and everything else that's going to give us the settling that we're looking for, and give us that initial takedown, that spot, that initial place, you know. The builders rejected the cornerstone, which was Jesus, but he has become the chief cornerstone from the ones that have been rejected. So we're going to make our mark, our landmark. We're going to make our debut. That's our debut. Monday, that's our official debut. We are making an assertive effort to ask everybody to join along the fun, to spread the word, spread the gospel about
the morning show. Morning show.
Williams LG Morning Show. And it's rated JLG. It's going to be rated JLG. So be on the lookout. Be on the lookout. Yeah, most definitely. What else is out there in the news, LG?
Well, what do you think about the weather?
You know what? They were talking about it today. I got a chance to catch some of it today. Was it sunny and bright? I was in Fort Worth.
It was hot today. But if I wasn't mistaken, a couple of hours, I think it was kind of raining a little bit. Thought I heard a little thunder.
Yeah.
I heard it a while ago. I didn't want to look out the window. I'm scared of thunder. I know I'm 28, but I'm scared of thunder. Don't tell nobody, keep on hush. But I like the weather because it's just been too hot, you know? It's just been too hot, too dry. I can't wait for the cold coming.
We too high. Hey, you know, that was also a little bit of pebbles of hail fall in the forecast as well. In some of the Dallas County area today, yeah. And that was a real bad looking storm that was trying to form up east of Dallas today, but it didn't, and actually that was out toward going toward Ennis, Texas. I can't think of the name of the little place out there. Ferris, yeah.
Ferris.
Yeah.
I mean, that's basically my way going towards
south. Yeah, that's south. Yeah. That's right.
And big shout out to the 903, Corsicana, Texas, 903. Y'all listening tonight? Big shout out. So.
That's what's up. Lufkin in the house. Longview in the house. What's up, Longview? I'm a Lobo. And Tyler Tejas. What's going on? Big shout out to you. That's 9032, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, we got to get some calls from 903. Don't be no strangers out there. Yeah. We all
know. If y'all listening tonight, if y'all know anybody from the 903, tell them to call in. But, you know, we did have a 903 yesterday. But they had 1903 came in yesterday. So, did you listen to that? Did you listen about the, about, yeah, we really had a 903 came in. So, yeah, big shout out to 903.
Yeah, big shout out to 903. Mm-hmm. And that phone number again for those, 347-989-1725.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's it.
Get on the horn. We hear. You know what? That's something that was in that Wall Street reported up on last week, and actually, this is something good to. I don't know where this goes in our treasury, but check this out. U.S. to sell $40 billion of 4-week bills. Washington, the Treasury plans to sell $40 billion in reopened 4-week bills on Tuesday. And this was a couple of Tuesdays ago. To build mature September 6th, 2012, the debt is reopening of an issue first sold on March 8th of 2012 and will settle August 9th, 2012. The CUPIST number is 912-795-6G1. Non-competitive tenders for the bill available in minimum $100 denomination. Must be received by 11 a.m. EDT on Tuesday and competitive tenders by 11:30 a.m. As previously announced, three-tier notes are sold on Tuesday. Whatever that is, for how whatever reason that this is being sold, I don't understand it. So some people.
All right, y'all, man, we definitely want to say a big shout out to everybody out there, and thank y'all for tuning in to us, and we'll see y'all again tomorrow, right here on Monday, for the all-new John and LG in the Morning, right here.